Episode 134.
Christian Bale as Moses and other news.
Welcome to the Sci-Fi Christian, bringing you theology at warp speed. I'm Ben Anderson.
I'm Ben DiBono.
And we are back. Hi.
That was fun.
Do you want to give us your news?
Yeah. Javi Most Popem.
Which means?
Well, as we all know, Javi Most Popem means we have a pope.
Yeah. You know that from your extensive Latin vocabulary.
Yes, so congratulations, Ben.
Thank you.
To all of our Sci-Fi Catholic listeners, congratulations to you.
So, it's a pretty awesome week, huh?
Yeah, so we recorded last Monday. By Tuesday, the white smoke was in the air.
Yeah, it was going up from the Vatican, from the Sistine Chapel, where the cardinals vote. And about an hour or so later, Pope Francis was announced to the awaiting public at the Vatican.
And Pope Francis is not Timothy Dolan.
He is not. Our campaign failed.
So who is it? What's his real name?
Oh, it's tough to pronounce. His first name's George, but I'm not quite sure how to pronounce his last name.
Okay, but he's from?
Argentina.
Good.
So first Latin American pope.
Wow.
And first non-European pope in about a millennium.
Wow. Well,
first Jesuit pope.
I don't know what that means.
Well, it's a holy order.
Oh. Okay.
You know, like when you become a monk, just like a giant, you know, pool of monks.
No. What are the pools called?
Well, you have like the Jesuits, you have the Franciscans, you have the Benedictines.
Who was the last one from? Where was Pope Benedict from?
I don't think it was from a holy order.
Oh, my.
I'm not entirely sure, but
Dark horse candidate.
Well, you can be a priest without being a part of a holy order. Okay. You see?
So
it's all sorts of exciting stuff. But yeah, it's been an exciting week. Have you been following the papal news, Matt?
As far as whatever you've posted on Facebook.
Okay, so you've been following my Facebook feed.
Yeah,
vigorously. Yeah, it's been pretty cool. I mean, he's a neat guy. He got elected pope, and then the next day he went back to the hotel he was staying at. Pick up his bags and pay his bill, which is something popes would normally not do, but he's a very humble fellow.
Down to earth?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like Buddy Pope.
Buddy. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, kind of. So it took his name from St. Francis of Assisi.
Oh, I like that guy.
Yeah, and first pope to have the name Francis.
So is he going to be the first?
What
does he call himself?
Not until there's a second one.
Hmm.
So he's just Pope Francis.
It would be good if he had some foreshadowing, though.
Yeah, like so that we knew.
Yeah,
that
like eventually.
Yeah.
Well, in other news, because a little bit of housekeeping just to talk about. As you all know, coming in the summer, marriage advice for Matt. So keep sending your marriage advice. I got some already this week, but keep it coming. Send it to matt@thesci-fi-christian.com. Also, Ben.
Yes, sir.
The Bible Trivia Podcast is happening. You and I talked it out.
Oh, are we doing it today?
No, not today.
Oh, I just saw these books.
No, I have a whole bunch of books here. We're going to figure out what the first question should be, but this is the format. So here's what's been holding me up. I said I wanted to start in March, so let's do it next Monday.
Okay.
10-minute episode, so it's not a huge commitment. But something that was holding me back a little bit is I didn't know if I wanted to invest in a whole other website and more of that. So here's what I'm thinking, and tell me what – I've never asked you this in real life. This is just on the air here. I was thinking as long as we number it differently, I could just put it on the Sci-Fi Christian feed for now until we figure out if we want to make it a real thing.
Yeah.
So like next week we'll have episodes, you know, 136 and 137, and then maybe you'll also see the Bible Trivia Podcast, episode 1.
Yeah, so it's going to have a different number, and it's not the Sci-Fi Christian.
Exactly. It's its own entity. So yeah, but actually this kind of opens up some opportunities. If we want to throw out some podcast idea, maybe it's short-lived, maybe it's long-lived.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be in the numbering scheme of the Sci-Fi Christian. Yeah. So
the Pope Report with Ben DiBono.
The Pope Report. That's a great idea. Yeah. And so, so we can do a ton of spinoffs right here in the Sci-Fi Christian feed.
I love it.
And then maybe someday if the Bible Trivia Podcast takes off, we can make its own website. Because I had some ideas to do a blog with it, but I feel like if it's too much, I'll feel overwhelmed and I won't do anything. And I'd rather just start it. So next week,
I like this idea.
We'll have our first question. And these episodes are going to be awesome. 10 minutes, just going a little deeper into something about the Bible.
We start small. We let it grow as it will.
So I have some, like, here's a good book. 500 Questions and Answers from the Bible.
Yeah.
Bible Answers for Almost All Your Questions. The Creation Answer Book. The Complete Bible Answer Book. I mean, all these are kind of question-answer type books. And so we can skim through there, see if there's any that we want to dive deeper into, or if there's one that you like, Ben.
Yeah, or if people have their own question.
Yeah, send them here to matt@thescifichristian.com.
Yeah, maybe we'll even get some controversial answers, because maybe we Catholics will have a different perspective than some of you Protestants. So
yeah, that's true. Last thing before we go to the news, I had emailed you this week, actually might have been a Facebook message, where I thought it would be cool for this summer also, besides the marriage
podcast. Oh yeah, this is exciting, people. Pay attention.
What if we do for the first time an official sanctioned by the Sci-Fi Christian top 100 list?
Oh, I love it.
And so long-term goals are to do top 100 sci-fi TV shows, top 100 sci-fi movies, top 100 sci-fi books. The books one, that's going to be really interesting. But just to keep it, you know, we know we don't have a lot of readers in the audience.
Yeah.
And
so a few people are illiterate, and we respect that.
Yeah, we totally are into that. And so we're going to start with TV shows, because that seems like it's the most accessible from the list.
Noah, Closed Circuit to Noah, My Little Pony will not make the list. Please don't send it
in. So we haven't talked exactly how we're going to do this yet, but I just wanted to have it on your radar. Start thinking of your favorite shows. I mean, you and I had talked about this by emailing, but we might ask people to send us in maybe their top 20 or top 30, and then we'll compile like who gets the most votes. That there's got to be a good way to do it that isn't a lot of work for us. So,
well, just start sending them in and we'll figure
it out. Wait, seriously? That's how we're going to... But then let's pick a number. Do we want people to send their top 20 or top 30?
Oh, however many they can think of.
No. No, because...
Okay.
You could just pick.
Top 20.
Okay, top 20 sci-fi... Your favorite sci-fi shows. You don't even have to... And, oh, this is cool. You won't have to rank them, because it's basically whoever gets the most votes.
Yeah.
I guess if you want to rank them, you can, but don't worry about that. But then... Oh, this is going to be even better. When we start to release these episodes, we won't have an episode like the top 100. We'll do them maybe in tens or fives, depending on how much we want to talk about them. And so Ben and I can give a little bit of feedback. But then I was thinking, what if we had the listeners maybe give a really brief voicemail, like, this was one of my top picks because here's what it did for the genre, here's what it did for TV. So if you want to have your voicemail played about these top 20 of your or top 100, keep it short and sweet. And really to the point.
Yeah. So emphasis on the sweet part.
Like, I'm talking about like 30 seconds.
Practice in front of the mirror or something.
Oh, yeah. So don't call us until you have a 30 second, this is why this is the best.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
And one other rule, Star Trek series are exempt.
No, that's not true. That is absolutely not true. They're all individual. But we're going to, like, everything separates out, like Stargate. SG-1 is one thing. Stargate Atlantis is one thing.
Saying I don't want any Star Trek on the list.
I think it's going to make the list. I already made my top 20, and just as a spoiler, Next Generation was on my list.
Oh, man. Well, you're going to have to come up with one other one.
But this is the thing. It's not allowed. It's all... What was that?
Was that me, or was that you?
Oh, I know what it was.
Oh, you got a Facebook notification. Yeah, that's what that
they
sound
just,
is.
They just started adding a sound. I don't know. I'm just signing off.
Okay.
Forget this. Sorry about that. In conclusion, start sending us your top 20. I don't know when we're going to do this. Probably in the summer when I'm gone, right?
Yeah. Yeah, this is for, you know, so we Matt's going to be honeymooning for a while.
So you have until the end of April. You have until the end of April to send us your top 20.
Well, that's pretty quick. You think what about May?
No.
No, April?
Because that way we have May to start to edit these episodes. Okay.
Yeah, I got you.
So you have until the end of April to send us your top 20 list, plus then call in and talk about one or two of your favorite shows.
Yeah.
But keep each voicemail about one show, because that way it would be so much more simple.
Yeah, and you're not going to... Don't leave us 100 different voicemails about your favorite shows, please. Just like... Yeah, like Matt said, one or two shows at the max.
Yeah. So this is going to be good.
It's going to be great.
The official sanctioned list of the top 20... Sorry, top 100.
Top 100, yeah.
The Sci-Fi Christian top 100.
It's happening. I feel like we're taking it to the next level.
Yeah, so we'll start with TV. If that goes really well and it's easy to put the whole list together, maybe we'll ask for movies by like the end of June or something.
Yeah.
But that's not for sure. We'll see how it goes. Books, though, that's going to be crazy. Because I know that, even though I was joking about it, I know a lot of our listeners do read sci-fi books. People like myself, I like to read.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
Right. Now, you're a reader.
But I don't think I read as much sci-fi book.
Right.
I read a lot of theological nonfiction.
Yeah, me too.
So I don't think I would be able... I don't know if I could do top 20 unless you want like 10 of them to be Ted Decker.
I think Ted Decker is going to go the way of Star Trek.
And the thing about the book one comes and the thing around. About like TV and movies is there is going to be a lot of overlap, so that's going to help us formulate who has the most votes.
Yeah.
Votes, but with books, it's going to be a huge spectrum. That's going to be crazy.
Well, I imagine there will be a few, like, you know, Lord of the Rings, Narnia.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Those will get a lot of votes.
So start thinking right now about your personal favorites, top 20 books, movies, and TV shows. But TV shows is the one we care about right now.
Yeah,
so
just exactly.
Send us TV shows.
Yeah, so focus, people. Well, I have one other item before we get to rolling with the news. And that's that we have amazing fans, Matt.
What do you mean?
Well, what I mean is that if you listen to the last – well, I guess it wasn't the last episode because you released a couple interview things.
The last one we did together.
Last one we did together, Sci-Fi Christian Storytime. You know, I told the sad story about how I couldn't find that Middle Earth and Pipe Smoking book. And then who comes to my rescue Saturday night?
I know who. Brady Harden.
Brady Harden posts on my Facebook wall, there's somebody selling their copy, $8.95 on Amazon. Go get it now. And I did. And then I got the email last night that it had shipped.
Yes.
I was so happy. So thank you, Brady.
But there was a second person, wasn't there? I thought we saw two people emailed you about it or contacted us.
I only maybe saw Brady.
Maybe it's in my personal email.
Maybe. You didn't forward it to me?
Oh, I thought you were
copying. Oh, my gosh.
Let me just check. While you're giving the opening news of the day, I'll go check on this. So,
okay, we got to play the soundtrack.
Oh, obviously. Here we go.
It's time for sci-fi news.
You know what? You could also sing along to that one. Hit the music again.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
It's time to smoke a pipe.
You think a lot of people are going to start smoking pipes while they listen to sci-fi news?
I hope so.
All right, Ben, go ahead with your first piece of news.
Oh, so there's a Moses movie in the work. I believe Ridley Scott is attached to direct it. And it appears that the person who Ridley Scott wants to play Moses is none other than Batman himself, Christian Bale. So if you enjoyed Bruce Wayne's rather shaggy look at the beginning of Dark Knight Rises, well, you haven't seen anything yet.
Very true. I was finding that email. I did find it here. And you did say it wasn't confirmed yet, correct?
Yeah, it's just a rumor.
It's not a rumor. A little bit more than a rumor. He is being pursued for the role, but it is not set in stone yet.
Okay.
And this movie is going to be called Gods and Kings.
That's a pretty cool title.
All right, I just found it. Yes, a listener named Jordan said, just listen to the podcast, not necessarily condoning the practice, but is this the middle... Oh, something happened. My screen changed. But is this the Middle Earth pipe-smoking book Ben was after? And I just emailed it to you. There appears to be one copy available for $8.95.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe you didn't send that to me.
I mean, it just came yesterday, like last... Last night.
Last night?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'd already bought it by that point.
Okay.
So, but thank you, Jordan.
Pipe Smoking in Middle Earth by Mark Irwin.
Okay.
Is that the one?
Yes, it is. That's the one I bought.
All right. So, so thank you, Jordan. Luckily, Ben had already captured it, but we appreciate it nonetheless.
Yeah. And Jordan, you should condone pipe smoking.
No.
Actually, one of our listeners... when Brady put that up, asked me, hey, are you a pipe smoker? I guess, you know, he must have missed that. And so he and I had a long private Facebook conversation about me giving him some tips on how to get started with the hobby.
You're serious? A listener like learned from you how to get started into this?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, it's Dave.
Oh, well, that's our friend.
Yeah.
Doesn't count as a listener.
He is a listener.
He's just catching up, though. He hasn't listened in like a year.
Well, you know, when Kirby's on the show,
Speaking of people that are catching up, Skip Crust, former pastor of Epic Life Church.
Wait, are we doing listener feedback right now?
No, I'm just saying. He's started listening again.
Hey, Skip.
Hey, Skip. What's going on? All right. Next piece of news, Ben.
Oh, I didn't have my news open. You caught me with my proverbial pants down. Colin Trevorrow, the director of Safety Not Guaranteed.
Oh, have you watched that, actually?
Yeah, it's a really good movie.
When did you watch it?
I don't know, a couple months ago.
I watched it on Saturday.
Did you enjoy it?
It was okay. I didn't love it. I didn't love it. A few people, Ben Avery from the Strangers and Aliens podcast, Brady Harden recommended it. I think Brady actually asked me directly if I'd watch it. But yeah, I mean, it was fun. But not great.
Well, yeah, I don't need to rush out and see it again, but it was worth a watch.
Mm-hmm. So were you, well, no spoilers, but did you like the way it ended?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty cool.
Okay.
Yeah, I was down. Did you?
Yeah, I mean, if it had ended any other way, I think I would have been disappointed.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
But that guy's going to direct Jurassic Park 4, and I didn't even realize that was still happening.
I knew it was happening, but I'm not happy about it.
Yeah, I don't think we need more Jurassic Park.
Oh, you know what should have been the top news of the day?
The Kickstarter thing?
Yeah.
Are we just moving on from Jurassic Park 4?
I mean, I don't have much to say about it, do you? You didn't like
We're both against it.
Yeah, I don't need any more dinosaurs. I don't know. I feel...
At least not Jurassic Park dinosaurs.
Are they going
to
get...
I'm still open to dinosaurs in other forms.
So we're pro-dinosaur.
We're pro-dinosaur.
But anti-Jurassic Park.
We're for dinosaurs against Jurassic Park.
Would you be more interested in a reboot at this point, 20 years later?
No.
I think I'd be more interested in a reboot than a fourth.
Well, I guess a reboot could be interesting because there was a lot of things that Spielberg changed from the book. You know, and Michael Crichton actually helped write the screenplay, but now Spielberg's old. Michael Crichton's dead, so somebody else could come along and do all sorts of crazy stuff.
What is the most interesting thing that left?
I don't remember. I haven't read the book in a long time.
Okay, that's what I was
gonna just remember. I think that the kids' ages were flipped or something.
They should have let the kids get eaten.
Yeah, that would have been awesome.
Teach children a lesson.
I haven't watched that movie in forever, but I kind of doubt it has aged all that well.
Do you want to watch it in 3D with me?
No.
It's coming to theaters in April.
Oh, no. We can't see 3. No more 3D.
No, I'm against it. Okay. I want to move on because I don't want to spend any time in Jurassic Park.
Watch it with you snuggled up on your couch over there in 2D.
Yeah. Okay. I'm up for that.
Maybe sometime.
So this should have been our top news of the day. Veronica Mars is now, like, the fans have funded a movie.
Yeah.
Thanks to Kickstarter.
Yeah.
And so, but the reason this is the top news to me is not just because it's a Veronica Mars, which I don't even know if that's sci-fi. I've never watched it.
I've never watched it either.
But the more interesting news is instantly, as soon as this happened, and they raised $2 million in a pretty short amount of time, everybody then starts talking about Firefly.
Yeah.
Like, that's the first show people talked about. But we also found out a show I really liked called Pushing Daisies.
Yeah, I love that show.
They started a new Kickstarter campaign to get a movie off the ground. Zachary Levi from Chuck, he's saying if there's a Kickstarter campaign started, they could get a Chuck movie. This is weird and maybe good. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a little weird. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of corporate studios going out on Kickstarter and basically begging for money. I think that, you know, something like Kickstarter is awesome for independent projects to be able to get off the ground without the huge studio backing. On the other hand, if this is what it takes to see continuations of something like Pushing Daisies that had a very abrupt ending, that could be really good. So I wish studios would just fund it themselves, but I suppose funding from Kickstarter is better than no funding at all.
So, of course, like, Firefly talk started immediately because Joss Whedon and the cast have already said they wanted to do more, but Joss Whedon has an official statement about this. Have you read it?
Oh, I know.
Okay.
And I have a spinoff story of this once we're done talking about
it. He said his initial reaction, and this is a quote, was unfettered joy.
Yeah.
So he was happy at first.
Because he's a Veronica Mars fan.
And he feels like this is a huge, well, he calls it a real game changer.
Yeah.
But now this is the important quote. So his first feeling was joy, but he says, my fourth feeling when I read about it was a kind of dread because I realized the only thing that would be on everybody's mind right now, he means Firefly, I've said repeatedly that I would love to make another movie with these guys, and that remains the case. It also remains the case that I'm booked up by Marvel for the next 3 years, and that I haven't even been able to get Dr. Marvel 2 off the ground because of this. So I don't even entertain the notion of doing this, and won't. This is horrible.
This was my spinoff story.
This is what you've been saying.
In fact, I have it right here in my notes. See, all capital letters. I am right.
You are right.
I am right, and I have that exact quote that you just read. So people who, you know, one of my complaints about the Avengers is that it's tying up this amazing talent in Joss Whedon with a subpar project. So all of us who want Dr. Horrible 2, well, guess what? You don't get it because of stupid Avengers. All of us who would love to see him take advantage of Kickstarter and do another Firefly movie, guess what? Mm-hmm. You don't get it because of stupid Avengers. And who told you this? Who told you this? I did.
I like the Avengers, but if it's going to hold Joss Whedon back from doing things that we really want to see...
No. I like the Avengers too, but your point's exactly mine. It's holding them back from things we really want to see. This is why Avengers is terrible for sci-fi movies.
You know, another thing, like a movie like Cabin in the Woods that came out last year. We're never going to see any original thoughts from him coming out in the next at least 3 years.
Exactly.
Because if he can't look at Firefly or Dr. Horrible, which are proven commodities.
And Dr. Horrible 2 he already has pretty much written.
Yeah. If he can't look at those because of this three-year commitment to Marvel, then no original things will be able to come out of the Joss Whedon universe right now.
So are you ready to admit that I've been right?
I mean, I just said you were right.
Well, I know, but philosophically. I mean, the facts have lined up with me, but I want the philosophical endorsement.
I mean, I'm still on board with – I still enjoy the Marvel movies, but I also had this as a negative news item.
Yeah.
So I'm with you that hearing him say this directly, man.
I enjoyed the Avengers. Bummer. I mean, my argument's never been Avengers was a terrible movie. It's that Joss Whedon is being wasted on that universe.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean – So we both think Avengers is
philosophical endorsement.
I think Avengers is great, but if they're still going to be mediocre, because the build up is usually mediocre, then I'd rather just see somebody else over it. Somebody else good, but not Joss Whedon.
Yeah,
because he's too good.
Right.
You want somebody that's good and can maybe make it, make Marvel better, but not Joss Whedon, who he can only be brought down from having to focus all of his energy
on
pre-existing commodities.
I'm so happy because I've been saying this since last May when Avengers came out. And now it's like the stars have aligned. And even you, who are a huge Avengers fan and a huge Marvel fan, have come out and said, Ben is right.
Yeah, Ben is right.
Ben is right. This is a wonderful day because of this horrible news.
Yeah, so I feel bad.
So all of you who have disagreed with me about Avengers over the last year, get in line because it's apology time.
All right, let's move on.
Do we have to?
Battle Royale,
I have some more to say about this.
The Battle Royale. Are you serious?
No, I'm just kidding.
The Battle Royale at thescifichristian.com is going on right now. We're in round two. You have only until, is it Saturday?
I think it was tonight.
No. Is it?
That's what I thought. I saw Max say today.
Oh, they're never going to be able to get this. This isn't going to be posted.
It's already over, people.
Oh, round two is over. But go back because round three then will be posted shortly.
And oh my god!
Am I winning?
You are losing by one vote.
No,
this is unacceptable.
And they're not going to be able to help. I'm not going to be able to get this out of
them. People, you suck. All of you who voted for Kratos, you suck. So angry.
And you did realize we can't vote more than once, right? Did you try again?
Yeah, I'm going to try. I'm going to have to go in.
Oh my gosh! I'm right now as of this recording.
I'm going to get my wife to go vote for you.
It's March 18th at 5:23 p.m. and I'm losing 31-30.
Wow. We will put you over the top by midnight. I guarantee I will get you over the top.
Okay. So the reason I brought that up was because somehow...
Go to the library, people. Well, I guess you can't listen to this.
Yeah, no.
But this is what you should have done, Matt Anderson supporters. Go to the library and vote on every computer.
I just wanted to complain again because somehow Jack Bauer made it into our original tournament. You know that.
Yeah.
He lost in the first round, so it's no problem.
I thought you meant he was still in it.
No,
he's not still in it. He's not still
in it. He's out. But as a segue to that, there was a 24 movie that was possibly happening. Now talks are being talked about that it's not happening anymore.
Oh, thank God.
I like 24. I would be fine with the 24 movie.
No. 24 got so bad in its last few seasons.
Yes, correct. Okay, next.
Well, this is not exactly sci-fi news, but it's a follow-up on something we talked about before, and it's hysterical, so we're going to talk about it.
All right.
So we had talked about how Iran was planning its own movie in response to Argo.
This is sci-fi.
Well, this is now heated up, and we have no news on the development status of Iran's contradicting movie to Argo. But apparently Iran is planning to sue all of Hollywood because of Argo.
All of it.
Yeah.
How?
I don't think they entirely understand what they mean when they're saying they're suing Hollywood, but they're going to sue the entirety of Hollywood. That's their plan because they looked bad in Argo.
Oh, boy. Well,
yeah.
I hope that they come out with the opposition movie. Wow.
This is an amazing news story.
I like that one. But
yes.
Is it as amazing as this band?
It's the Stanley quote of the week.
Well, nothing could be as amazing as this.
I agree.
Stan's Brands.
You know what really ticks me off? It's comic books. No, I don't mean I'm against comic books. Hey, I'd be the last guy to say that. It's the word comic book. If you write comic book, as two words the way everybody has been doing it incorrectly, it means I read a funny book. Now, you probably are saying to yourselves, sure, he can complain, but what do you do about it? I've got the answer. Comic books should be written as one word. So from now on, I want you to remember that. I never want to see the word comic book written as two words. They are not funny books. They are not comic books. They are comic books. Remember that or incur my wrath.
So, Ben, are you with him?
Well, that was a very interesting thing because I thought he was going to go in one direction.
Stanley quote of the week.
Where he was going to talk about, you know, how the very title comic is disparaging to the serious medium. But instead, he chose to focus on the space between comic and books.
Very important.
Which is a complaint only Stan Lee would come up with. Stan, I don't quite see what eliminating that space is going to do, but okay.
Yeah, absolutely nothing.
nothing.
Ben.
Yes, sir.
We have a string of non-sci-fi news happening. I just think our listeners care about Sherlock, starring Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh, yeah.
Season four has been confirmed. They've already started season three, and they announced today what the first episode of season three, which Sherlock Holmes mystery is going to be based on.
Oh, which one?
I don't remember, but I think it has. Nope, I do remember.
Okay.
The Empty Hearse.
Oh, wow.
Do you know that one?
I don't.
Me either. So, and in other news, for all you gamers out there who are fans of the game BioShock.
Yeah.
Do you like it?
I played through most of the first one. It was okay.
There was a movie plan, but it's dead.
It is dead.
And they're blaming the creators of BioShock are blaming the movie Watchmen.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, they're saying that Watchmen was an R-rated violent movie with, you know, graphicness, including sex and swearing and violence. And BioShock wanted to do the same thing, but since Watchmen didn't do well box office-wise, now they don't think they're going to be able to do it. So I guess I'm glad about this because I don't want a BioShock movie with sex and violence and swearing. I want a nice G-rated version where they're just going around helping people.
I think I'll take the sex and swearing and violence over that.
I don't actually know what BioShock's about. What's a quick synopsis?
It's kind of, you know, it's kind of a underwater dystopia type place where you're solving mysteries and killing people.
Hey, do you remember that time that we were talking about Benedict Cumberbatch?
Like 2 seconds ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was great.
In other Benedict Cumberbatch news?
Yeah.
Damon Lindelof talked about his role in Star Trek, but before you get upset that I'm bringing up Damon Lindelof.
No, it's okay.
He talks about the nature of spoilers. Did you read this quote?
I did not.
This is actually kind of interesting. So here it is from the man himself, Damon Lindelof. If I tell people who Cumberbatch plays, they know that they would have a 5-second rush of exhilaration followed by 4 months of being completely and totally bummed out that they can't tell anybody else and that when it gets revealed in the movie, it will have been spoiled for them. That's why they're called spoilers, not called awesomes.
That is the dumbest quote I've ever heard in my life. And Damon Lindelof...
No, I actually...
Okay, there's more?
No, that's why they're called spoilers. They're not called awesomes. I like that part.
Damon Lindelof, anything he has to say about spoilers is completely irrelevant to me, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Do you remember, Matt, before the finale of Lost, you and I took a little adventure to a movie theater?
Yeah, well, just in case fans don't know, like days before the finale, the creators of Lost had an interview, and that interview was live in New York, I believe.
Yeah.
And they had it in selected theaters around the country. So Ben and I paid, what was it, $11 each?
It was way too expensive.
$11, and we watched roughly an hour and a half interview with Damon Lindelof and Carlton Cuse of Lost.
Yeah. And there was a question and answer time during this interview.
Well, the whole thing, it was an interview. The whole thing was question and answer.
Well, I mean for the audience.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yes, interviews are mostly question and answer. But there was audience participation, and I remember that one of the questions from the audience was, what about Michael? You know, what's going on with Michael?
Walt.
Or Walt. Who is Michael?
Walt is a kid. Michael is his dad.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What's going on with Walt? Thank you for... Yeah. Yeah. Because I meant Walt.
I know.
And they're like, well, we can't tell you. We can't tell you. And so Matt and I are thinking, okay, we're going to find out something about Walt in the finale.
Yeah.
Nothing. There is nothing with Walt.
No, they did say Walt will be in the finale.
Yes.
And he only appeared in a... Not even like a flashback. It was like... it was a flashback, but more of like a clip. Like somebody was gaining a memory, and they showed that quick memory.
Yeah.
But it wasn't...
It was nothing.
Not any story related at all.
Yeah, so it was like they were refusing to give information about Walt for reasons of spoilers, even though the finale had nothing with Walt in it that would have been spoilery. So they could have just answered the stupid question. So Damon Lindelof, whatever you have to say about...
No, Lindelof.
What did I say?
You added a Hoff like David...
Yeah, Lindelof. Lindelof.
No.
It's not Lindelof.
Lindelof. With an
Lindelof? Like, go Lindelof yourself. Lindelof!
Okay, continue.
Whatever you have to say about spoilers is beyond irrelevant to me, because in that moment, you became a joke.
Whoa. Do you have any more news?
I have some Take That Science news.
Take That Science!
If you're going to go to space, Matt,
yeah.
There's something you might not want to do.
What?
Have sex.
In space?
In space.
Why?
Well, apparently...
Oh, because I'm not married.
yes. But if you were choosing honeymoon places.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
You know, so you're talking about the cruise. Maybe you want to take a space cruise.
Okay.
I wouldn't think... I'd think twice about that.
What's the reasoning?
Well, apparently, if you get pregnant in space, it could, like, destroy your baby because of changing gravity has weird effects on cells.
Weird.
Yeah.
What if it's actually a superhuman when it comes back?
I don't know. That could be something to find out, but...
Book idea. Wait, where... copyright this idea. You can't steal it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Take that, science.
This is an idea for a book.
It is.
Okay.
So two people go to sex in space.
Let's just leave it.
Okay.
We don't want to ruin any of the surprises.
So it'll be called Sex in Space, coming to a bookstore near you.
Probably not going to be the title, because we're going to have to brand it Sci-Fi Christian. And so I don't know if...
The Sci-Fi Christian's Guide to Sex in Space.
No, we can't call it that.
Okay.
Do you have any more?
I have one more, yeah.
Take that, science!
So, are you familiar with Google Glass?
No, what is that?
It's the little glasses that you wear over your face.
I've heard of these, where you can, like, see a browser in your glasses.
Yeah, so, like, if I was looking at you,
yeah.
You know, Google would be telling me that's Matt Anderson, host of the Sci-Fi Christian.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I mean, maybe not, but if you were a famous person, it might.
Okay.
Or if I was, you know, walking around beautiful Moundsview,
mm-hmm.
you know, that is the infamous Scotland Green Apartments.
Yes.
Home of Matt Anderson.
And Ryan Strelow Studios.
Strelow Studios. So it tells you all this stuff. Well, apparently there are groups out there that are fiercely opposed to Google Glass.
Why?
Because they claim that it's turning us all into cyborgs. Mm-hmm. And there are efforts being mounted for certain places to ban the use of Google Glass.
I didn't even know it was out there right now.
Yeah.
So it exists right now.
Well, I think it's like in beta testing or something like that.
So somebody soon is going to be able to buy glasses.
Yeah.
What if for example, I don't need contacts or glasses. I just can't use it.
Well, no, you can use it.
I can't because I don't need glasses.
Well, it's like augmented reality stuff. But sure, you don't have to buy it then.
Okay. I have 20/20 vision.
Yeah, well, I have 2015 vision, so take that, Matt Anderson.
Take that LASIK surgery.
Exactly. So there's groups claiming that we're all going to turn into cyborgs because of this, and that Google's going to use this to spy on the entire population.
That actually
makes
sense.
There is massive opposition growing to Google Glasses. So this is a to-be-continued take that science.
Will you predict right now on the Sci-Fi Christian what year will Google go Skynet and take us over?
Oh, well, it's 2013
right now, as we record.
2015?
No, that's too soon. I would say 2023.
Oh, I like that.
In 2023,
yeah,
Google takes over the world and most of the humans will be decimated.
Take that, science!
Did you know that most humans can't be decimated?
Why?
Because the word decimated means to destroy one-tenth of something.
Oh.
So
why can't one tenth of us? Oh, what?
Because then most of us wouldn't be decimated. If humanity was decimated, exactly 10% of us would be destroyed.
Interesting.
So most of us can't be decimated. It's a logical contradiction.
Well,
take that, science.
Learn something new every day.
I just learned that. Yeah. Thanks, Ben.
It's the same root as decimal.
Oh yeah, and like the deci in there. I saw that.
Yeah.
There's lots of like deci things. So
anytime you check out a deci, usually it's referring to a tenth.
Wow, this got awesome. I told you before the show started that I had failed to edit out the clip where we sing Slew of Cassie News.
Oh, man. But that's okay. You had a busy week.
I'll have it ready. Yeah, I've been out of town. But I'll have it ready by next week. So for now, let's sing. One, two.
A slew of casting news.
I don't think I remember how it went. Anyways, here's the casting news.
As you don't edit it out this week.
No.
Let's go for last week.
As you may remember, I'm just going to name off the casting news, and you tell me you like it or you don't like it.
For it or against it. That's what we're playing.
Dave Bautista, former wrestler in the WWE, has been cast as Drax the Destroyer in Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy.
This movie keeps getting worse and worse against it.
I'm also against it. I actually know this wrestler, and it's a horrible casting choice. Almost anybody would be better than him.
Well, any wrestler is generally a horrible casting choice.
Yes, I agree. Yeah. Except for this, The Rock, also known as Dwayne Johnson, his real name.
He needs to stop going by The Rock.
He wants to be in the movie Star Wars Episode 7.
Against it.
Okay.
I'm more against that than I was the first news.
I'm actually for this.
Why?
Because I like The Rock. I think he's a nice guy.
Can you smell what he's cooking?
Next news. Emma Watson, who I had formerly said she was cast in Cinderella. Well, turns out I was a little bit too fast on that. She will not be in Disney's Cinderella.
Oh, for it. I hope that movie doesn't happen.
I think I am for it as well. X-Men Days of Future Past has now come out with another former cast member. So a character that was in the X trilogy is going to be back. It is an actor named Daniel Cudmore, who played Colossus.
Oh, I don't even remember. I'm against it. We don't need more people in that movie.
Yeah, I am for it, because I like the character Colossus, not because I like the actor. There's two other people that are going to be in it. I don't know what character they're going to play, except for I think I heard... Are you familiar with the Marvel character Blink?
No.
Somebody has been supposedly cast as Blink. I am against it until I know that this is real news.
Okay, I'll be against it too then.
And in my final casting news, Carl Urban from Star Trek and Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Alongside of Minka Kelly, who I know from Parenthood, but I'm sure she's been in other things. They have both been cast in the J.J. Abrams / J.H. Wyman futuristic Fox pilot called Human.
Oh, I'm against it because I don't want more network shows.
This is the show I told you about where it's like...
Seasons are too long.
It's a buddy cop TV show about a human paired with an android.
Oh, that does not sound good.
Yeah, so I am against this because I think Carl Urban is better than this.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, that's...
Stick to Lord of the Rings, Carl.
That's a slew of casting news. I only have my last news of the day. What do you have left?
Oh, let me see. Well, that's all I've got. I have nothing. I'm done.
This is amazing. How did we get done so fast today?
I don't know.
All right, well, then, Ben, without further ado...
Last news of the day.
Last news of the day is kind of a big one. Ridley Scott has been commissioned and is in development 12 sci-fi shorts.
Yeah, I read about this a little bit. I don't quite understand what the thinking is here.
Well, they're short movies. They're going to be only on the web. They're made by the same company that has recently done Battlestar Galactica, Blood and Chrome. They did Mortal Kombat Legacy. They also did the Halo show, Forward Onto Dawn. So now Ridley Scott's going to be releasing some original stories.
Yeah, I mean, that could be interesting. I guess I'd rather see him focus on the Moses movie, because that actually sounds pretty cool to me.
I'm for it.
Yeah, I'm not against it, but I can't say I'm for it either.
If there's some original ideas, just in the same way that, like, Philip K. Dick used to put out short story, and they were combined. If that's how he goes about it, and it's kind of like his short story is only a movie form, then I'm for it.
Okay, I can see that. Speaking of short movies, were you a fan of the UK Office with David Brent?
I was a mild fan, bordering on not a fan.
Oh, I love that show.
But I haven't finished it. I've only watched some of season one.
But they just put out, Ricky Gervais just put out like a 10-minute little mini episode.
Yeah,
for a 10-year follow-up. I think it was like for a charity thing or something like that.
In character for the first time.
Yes.
Okay.
Very funny. Well, not quite for the first time, because he had a cameo on the American Office. But nobody cares about that show anymore.
No, it's pretty bad right now.
I'm still watching it. Watching it for like
the episode this last Thursday was like a fake pilot for Dwight's spinoff show called The Farm. And the episode was called The Farm.
Yeah.
And it was clearly setting up where the show could go, but I had not heard it's for sure happening. So
it's not happening.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So that's why they made it into just an episode of The Office.
Oh, you're positive.
I'm positive.
Dwight show is not happening.
Not happening.
And now they just all the people they cast, they just used it for.
Yeah.
Oh.
In fact, he just signed on to a CBS cop show.
No.
Today, yeah, dead serious.
No. Oh my gosh, I'm learning this live in the air. The footage I saw in this episode basically footage that they already filmed for the pilot that is used?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, here's my honest reaction to that. I do feel a little bit bad because I would have liked to seen what they could have done with Dwight, but while I was watching the episode, I was like, oh my gosh, this is stupid.
Yeah.
So it's probably not bad, but I wouldn't have been opposed to just seeing how it went.
Yeah, that show needs to end.
Yeah, I agree. Same thing with, there's two shows on right now that I think need to end. Oh, sadly, Community. I love Community, and I just am not digging the season 4 without Dan Harmon.
Yeah, well, maybe you just need to go to the Brady route and watch each episode 28 times in the car. Brady, don't watch TV while driving.
It's a trap. It's a trap. It's a trap. It's a trap.
Some of our listeners didn't listen closely when I asked to keep their listener feedback shorter so we could pick good sound bites. And so you're going to be punished, and I'm not going to read your feedback. I'm sorry, listeners. You had your chance.
I love it. I love being hard on our listeners.
Okay, Ben. I know that you have some really fun news this week.
I don't have any feedback. What? You're going to read it.
Oh, sorry.
We did not coordinate this well.
All right. Well, here is some feedback from, let's see. I think Hank Harwell might have said something. Yes. Here it is. Hank Harwell wrote on the Sci-Fi Christians timeline on Facebook, listening to the news episode following Pater's interview, I have to say, no one fills me with more nerd rage than Ben DeBono lately. Ben, dude, your grumpy uncle shtick was all right in the first incarnation of the Sci-Fi Christian, but you have taken it completely to the dark side now. You are making yourself out to be a poor evangelist for things you like. More often than not, you don't tell really why you think something is good, but you tell us that everyone else is terrible and that we are idiots for liking those things you do not. Also, I hate to tell you, but I don't think you'll be getting a check from HBO or the BBC, so stop shilling for them all the time. I don't watch a lot of broadcast television, but CBS is the number one network in broadcast right now. It has Elementary. Yes, I know you hate it only because it's a Sherlock ripoff, which has been very well received by viewers and critics alike, and Person of Interest, which likewise people are watching. The network most likely to cancel something with six or fewer episodes, NBC. Remember, Do Not Harm? Probably not. And then he says, you should ask me about it. Seriously, get your facts straight. People will take you more seriously.
Well, I do have a response to this.
It sounds like you have a prepared response.
But before I give it, I am contractually obligated to say that this piece of listener feedback is being brought to you by HBO, home of such hits as The Sopranos, Boardwalk Empire, Deadwood, and Game of Thrones. Call your cable or satellite company today.
All right, go ahead.
So I've been analyzing Hank's feedback quite in depth, and I realized a couple things as I did so. That first, when he says, you know, talks about facts there at the end, he actually means opinions. And when he says get them straight, he means agree with him. And so, Hank, buddy, that's not going to happen because network TV sucks. And I'm not going to give you any reasons why. It just sucks.
Okay.
Seriously, dude. Deep breaths. It'll all be okay. You can always fast forward if you don't like what we're saying. But yes, your nerd rage was something else. So thank you, Hank, for that lovely bit of feedback. I'm sure we'll all take it to heart and deeply reconsider the way that we express our opinions here on the Sci-Fi Christian.
Can I read another one?
Actually, there's no chance of that. Yes, go ahead.
This is from Hank Harwell. He says, I'm about two episodes away from catching up. In that episode, I think it was the top five things we wish we're into, Ben dissed the History Channel series, the Bible and Vikings and History Channel in general. Granted, a lot of history is reality junk, but their original miniseries, Hatfields and McCoys, was critically acclaimed and was a ratings winner as well as an award winner. Vikings has been well received by the critics and audiences alike, while the Bible series has its problems, mostly compressing the stories and some odd story choices. It has generated a great deal of interest in the Bible and has driven people to explore the Bible for themselves.
Okay, a couple things here. First, I don't base my opinions on what's popular or what critics like. So, Hank, your argument in both these feedbacks is that I should be less hard on things because they're being well-received, and yeah, that's not going to happen. In fact, I enjoy ripping on things that are popular, so yeah. Second, I'm not quite sure what I did to get on Hank's bad side, but apparently he's not a fan. So you're free not to listen, or if you continue to listen, that's cool too. Yeah, just... I'm not that bad of a guy, Hank. So, once again, deep breaths. Let's practice again. And just maybe do a few of those before you leave your next piece of feedback. That's just a little advice unsolicited from us here at the Sci-Fi Christian.
Next piece of feedback is
from... Is it also from Hank?
Hank Harwell. Okay, here we go. First of all, this whole business of releasing two episodes a week is killing me! Exclamation point. If you have to do two a week, please cut them down to 30 to 45 minutes. I have other podcasts I want to listen to, and I'm getting further and further behind. So I'm actually responding to the episode on the Phantom Menace. Ben's story classification system is faulty.
Oh my gosh, what the heck, Hank?
I would agree to only three main classes, spiritual, intellectual, and visceral. While the epic encompasses all three, it says something on a scale that speaks to all three. This model, the tripartite unity that is mankind, we are soul, mind, and body. Often, we try to write off the visceral as something somehow less important than the others, but it is essential to the wholeness. Considering the visceral as somehow the lesser of the three smacks of Gnosticism. Interesting that you would follow up with a discussion on Gnosticism in your VR episode. Let me see. Yeah, I have to read more.
Can we respond to that?
Yes, but I have to read more.
Okay. So
your story classification system is faulty,
it's
then.
Well, I mean, it's just one way of looking at it, Hank. You can have a different opinion, man. Again, deep breaths. Do we need to practice again? But, you know, as far as the episodes go, I mean, we've had some episodes that, you know, we've promised people we were going to do interviews, and so we've had a few more released than normal. And in general, we're going to have two a week, one news, one main topic. If you can't listen to them both, move on with your life, okay? Just go to the most recent one and listen to that, or look at the topics and see what interests you. But, Hank, whatever bug crawled up your butt, please remove it, because you're very grumpy.
This is actually the point you made about this moving on. There are podcasts I listen to that release like five episodes a week. Like, I'm not exaggerating.
Yeah.
4 to 5. And I don't listen to everyone. I just pick the ones that with the titles that interest me. So I skip a lot of their interview episodes and I just do the more focused ones.
Yes.
Like even like the news ones, even though we do news, I would just skip news ones because I know the news. I give the news on my own show. So yeah, just feel free to skip the ones you don't like, everybody.
Yes.
That's not just for Hank. That's for everybody.
Yes.
Can I read more of what he said?
Yes, please go on.
Having said that, it is entirely possible that geeks can go overboard immersing themselves in fandom as an escape from the bullying that often accompanies being different. But as Ben has said, in a way that tries to soft pedal his disdain... Fandom doesn't have to be necessarily bad, but like anything of God's good gifts, it can be twisted and become something bad. Ben faulting Joss Whedon's Avengers is also invalid.
Wait, I want to back up first, because I like how in that first one he was actually agreeing with me, but he still has to slam me somehow. It's just great. So go on. I want to hear how my logic on the Avengers is wrong, especially since I was just proven right 10 minutes ago. So
as astute fans of the podcast will recall, Joss's television series often struggles to find their footing early on, and in subsequent seasons become the settings for great stories. Let's cut him some slack and give him time to develop the adventure story he wants to tell.
Well, okay, Hank, that's the difference between a movie and a TV series. You got 2 hours with a movie. You know, you got multiple episodes with a TV series. You can't take your time with a movie. But yeah, I disagree, and you're wrong, Hank.
And our next piece of news.
Is this also from Hank Harwell?
This is from J.S. Earls.
Okay.
I think the best episodes for you to keep long are very focused episodes, like Superhero Spotlight and or single subject episodes. Those who are interested will love it, and for those uninterested in the subject can easily skip it or not feel like they're missing anything. There. That's what you can do.
Yeah, I mean, that's
good
fine.
Advice there.
See, Hank, how we can have calm feedback?
J.S. Earls, which I don't know his real name. That must... I mean, maybe J.S. is his, why he goes by for his first name. But he actually posted on my personal timeline as Matt Anderson, not as a Cypher Christian. And he really wanted me to be into something called Robotech. Have you heard of this?
Oh, yeah. And he was very sad that we had not heard of it.
Yeah, he posted a Cyclone motorcycle from Robotech on my timeline. He posted the Cyclone armor, and he wrote, let's see. Yeah, actually, I won't read everything he wrote, but thanks for sharing that with me. Actually, it didn't help me as much as it helped Ben Avery from the Strangers and Aliens podcast. Ben Avery now has started to watch these episodes on the internet. So,
well, that's okay.
Here we go. Oh, man, you guys... This is from J.S. Earls. Oh, man, you guys haven't heard of Robotech?
Nope.
Well, the Cliff Notes Matapedia version... see how I did that? Because it's like Wikipedia?
Yes.
Is that Robotech is an awesome 85-episode sci-fi series first released in the United States in 1985. It was adapted from three original Japanese television series. In the series, Robotechnology refers to the scientific advances discovered in an alien starship that crashed on a South Pacific island. With this technology, Earth develops robotic technologies to fight three consecutive extraterrestrial invasions. My favorite is the third generation, where Earth is conquered and must now be won back.
There is no chance that I'm going to check this out, but thanks for letting us know about it.
Do you have any listener feedback?
I don't today. Well, I don't know. We didn't really get any voicemails or anything interesting.
Oh,
on the
Daniel didn't
me.
Call in.
He did not.
Oh, shoot. Well, then the last one I have is from... the same person that...
Hank Harwell?
No. Let me find it. Here we go. This is the same guy that had sent you that book that I didn't forward to you in time. And actually, do you have your Gmail open over there?
Yeah. Is this that Flight of the Angels? Or whatever it's called?
No. Do you have that one?
Yeah. I mean, that was on free on Kindle or something. I saw
no, not that. Okay. Jordan. I just emailed you Jordan's.
Okay. Yes. I do have this.
Okay. There you go. You can read as much of this as you want.
Okay.
And this is my last piece.
So I'll just start from the top. Just listen to the Genesis podcast. Fantastic stuff. I'm probably going to side more with Ben on most of it. Not meaning to be a nuisance, but as a medievalist by day and a geek by night, I'm afraid I'm obligated to comment on some of your Aquinas. The ontological argument is not among the five ways. It was first developed by St. Anselm. Well, okay, can I just interject something here? I was... in this case, confusing my terms if I said ontological argument, because you're absolutely right. I was not intending to refer to Anselm's ontological argument.
Let's move down. Ben mentioned C.S. Lewis.
Who I agree can come across quite Catholic in a lot of his writing. So Ben mentioned C.S. Lewis. Is that Lewis was also probably in our corner, so to speak, with regards to creation and history as represented in Scripture. I think he means the view advocated by me and him and you of creation. And yes, I would agree with him on this one. See, for instance, his chapters, The Fall of Man and Animal Pain and The Problem of Pain. He writes in Animal Pain, the origin of animal suffering could be traced by earlier generations to the fall of man. This is now impossible, for we have good reason to believe that animals existed long before man. His chapter on Scripture in Reflections on the Psalms might also be relevant. I believe he makes a few remarks on the subject of mere Christianity as well, but alas, I don't recall where. Other significant writers who didn't think Genesis was referring to a literal 6 days would include St. Augustine. I'm going to read the quote he puts in here from St. Augustine. Therefore, we should not consider the aforementioned, i.e. creation unspiritually, as temporal utterances through separate days of divine works. I think that Augustine is not entirely consistent of his assessment of creation. I think if you read City of God and Confessions, he talks about the creation story there as well. And I agree with Jordan that at times he seems to be advocating for a less literal approach, but at other times he does seem to think that the earth is relatively young and created in 6 days. So Augustine was not a systematic thinker. So there are contradictions in some of his thoughts from one work to the next. So I'm not quite sure it's that straightforward. And Philo of Alexandria, it would be a sign of great simplicity to think that the world was created in 6 days or indeed at all in time, and that's from Ligam Allegoriae. When, therefore, Moses says God completed his works on the sixth day, we must understand that he is speaking not of a number of days, but that he takes six as a perfect number, and I believe that's still from Ligam Allegoriae. Granted, neither Augustine nor Philo would have been on quite the same page as Walton. Augustine cautioned against making definitive statements on the matter, and Philo thought the world was created outside of time. Still, they provide a pretty authoritative precedent for reading Genesis in a way that does not necessitate understanding material creation over a literal 6 days. And yes, I agree with him there, that I think that regardless of the fact that I think Augustine does sometimes advocate for literal 6 day creation, he also advocates for different readings of Genesis 1 than just that. My apologies if this has already been brought up, or is otherwise old news since the podcast went live a few weeks ago. Just thought I'd better add my voice in support against the predicted onslaught of hate mail and egg throwing, which honestly didn't materialize.
No, it didn't.
I'm thoroughly enjoying the podcast, the discussion, the depth, the ideas, the humor. It's all great. Keep up the awesomeness. And then he talks about pipes,
yes,
which we already read.
Thank you, Jordan, for that great email.
Thank you, Jordan.
So, yeah. So, Ben, this is some pretty entertaining listener feedback. Do you feel better now, having been able to kind of get past some of the inner turmoil that you get from people?
Oh, yeah. You know, I've been up all night for a solid week worrying over Hank's comments. So, you know, it's good to move past it that.
So, feel free to
send until next week, when I'm sure we'll hear more from our dear friend Hank Harwell.
So, I mean, you have some people mad at you. Andre,
Hank. Oh, no, it's pretty hysterical. There's starting to be a contingent of anti-Ben fans out there.
So, if you want to send us your feedback, email us at
612-4121-SFC. That's the phone number. And the email is feedback@thescifichristian.com.
You can follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook. And that's all from here. I'm Matt Anderson.
I'm Ben DiBono.
We are the Sci-Fi Christians.
Signing goodbye.
Out. Next time on the Sci-Fi Christian.
We're going to do the top five trilogies.
Yes, we are.
That's like the worst promo ever.
Top five trilogies. What were the best? What were the worst? You're going to find out on the next episode
of the Sci-Fi Christian.